Welcome to your Denver City Council. Please stand by. Full coverage of your Denver City Council begins now.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are at the City Council meeting for Monday, June 16th. Tonight's meeting is being interpreted into Spanish. Sam or Alejandro, would you please introduce yourself and let our viewers know how to enable translation on their devices?
Yes, of course, gladly. Hello, everyone. My name is Sam Guzman with the CLC, and along with my colleague Alejandro, we will be interpreting today's meeting into Spanish. Please allow me a minute so I can give instructions in Spanish on how to access interpretation. Buenas tardes a todos. Mi nombre es Samuel Guzmán con la CLC y juntamente con mi colega Alejandro estaremos interpretando la reunión de hoy al español. Si se une con nosotros virtualmente a través de Zoom, por favor busque en su pantalla un icono de globo que dice interpretación. De allí oprima ese botón y seleccione la opción de escuchar en español. Si se une con nosotros hoy presencialmente en la cámara y desea escuchar en español, vaya hacia el fondo, hacia la derecha, y encontrará un asistente que le podrá otorgar audífonos para poder escuchar en español. Muchas gracias and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Denver City Council meeting on Monday, June 16th, 2025. Council members, please join Council Member Flynn in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Council members, please join Councilmember Flynn as he leads us in the Denver City Council land acknowledgement.
The Denver City Council honors and acknowledges that the land on which we reside is the traditional territory of the Ute, Cheyenne, and Arapaho peoples. We also recognize the 48 contemporary tribal nations that are historically tied to the lands that make up the state of Colorado. We honor elders, past, present, and future, and those who have stewarded this land throughout generations. We also recognize that government, academic, and cultural institutions were founded upon and continue to enact exclusions and erasures of indigenous peoples. May this acknowledgement demonstrate a commitment to working to dismantle ongoing legacies of oppression and inequities, and recognize the current and future contributions of indigenous communities in Denver.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, roll call.
Council members Torres. Watson.
Here.
Alvitres.
Here.
Flynn.
Here.
Gilmore.
Here.
Gonzalez Gutierrez?
Here.
Hines? Cashman?
Here.
Lewis? Parody? Sawyer?
Here.
Madam President Sandoval? Madam Pro Tem Romero Campbell?
Here.
Eight members present.
There are eight members present. Council has a quorum. Approval of the minutes. Are there any corrections to the minutes of June 9th? Seeing none, the minutes stand approved. Council announcements. Are there any announcements today? Council Member Alvitres.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to take a moment
in light of the tragic passing of Melissa Hortman and her husband this weekend, I want to extend my deepest condolences to their families and friends and all who are grieving this profound loss. This kind of violence is both horrifying and wrong. No one, regardless of their politics, background, or beliefs, should ever be in fear of serving the public. We must speak out clearly without hesitation. Political violence has no place in our society. We can and must find ways to disagree without harm, hatred, or threats. In the face of this tragedy, we are called to stand even more firmly in compassion, civility, and the fundamental rights of every person to live and lead without fear. Melissa and her husband deserve that world, and so do we all. I want to also thank all the first responders who responded to this and who have touched base with me and I'm sure other council members to advise us of how to stay safe during this time, as well as the mayor's office. I also wanted to take a moment to say happy Father's Day. I have done a lot of reflecting this weekend, as yesterday was Father's Day, and thinking about how I'm the result of migration, which is a hot topic these days. And I had the privilege of growing up watching a Mexican immigrant with a sixth grade education learn English, make a life for his family, and become successful in this country and love this country. And so I just want to shout out to all the fathers who are amazing fathers and also give my heart to those who don't have fathers or whose families are being separated at these moments. Lastly, I just want to take a moment to remind people that we have our book club. Next week, June 25th, we'll have diving into the first chapters of The Color of Law. So I look forward to talking to people June 25th, 7 to 8 p.m., again at the Habitat Humanity in District 7. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Giving a pause, any other council members? Okay, I'll go ahead and go. Thank you, Councilmember Alvidares, for your words. I think you summarized it well. In addition to that, I do also want to wish the fathers out there a happy Father's Day. I lost my dad a couple years ago, about 2.5 years ago, and I think about him every day, and I think that you know, the wisdom of our father stays with us. I also want to take a moment and wish my husband a happy birthday. It's tomorrow, so he's a great father. My last announcement is we are continuing our South by Southeast gatherings this summer. We are doing the Heart of Southeast Denver and Heart of Southeast Denver Where You Belong. And so we are doing things a little bit differently. We have an event on Wednesday at Rosamond Park at 3:30 to 5. We're calling it a play date, but it's play date and open office hours. So going to where people are gathering, going to where people are, and having a little fun out in the park with a play date. So please come join us. If you want to come and talk, I believe Councilwoman Gonzalez Gutierrez is going to join me for a little bit as well out at the play date. So if you'd like to speak with either one of us, you are more than welcome to come and join us. Are there any other announcements? Okay. Well, there are no presentations. There are no communications. There are no proclamations being read this afternoon. Madam Secretary, please read the bills for introduction.
From the Finance and Governance Committee, 25-0815, a bill for an ordinance making rescission from and an appropriation in the Denver Public Library Special Revenue Fund to make a cash transfer to an appropriation in the Library Capital Fund. 25-0816, a bill for an ordinance authorizing a capital equipment purchase from the Gulf Enterprise Fund, 79100. 25-0825, a bill for an ordinance concerning ballot designations of referred measures, initiatives, and referenda. From the Land Use, Transportation, and Infrastructure Committee, 25-0684, a bill for an ordinance amending the Denver Zoning Code by repealing minimum vehicle parking requirements. 25-0685, a bill for an ordinance amending Chapter 59 Zoning of the Denver Revised Municipal Code by repealing minimum vehicle parking requirements. 25-0686, a bill for an ordinance repealing certain subsections of Article 10 of Chapter 27, Housing, of the Revised Municipal Code relating to vehicle parking incentives and exemptions. 25-0804, a bill for an ordinance relinquishing a portion of the easement established in the easement and indemnity agreement recorded with the Denver Clerk and Recorder at reception number 9900187774, now known as reception number 19991877774, located at 4600 South Syracuse Street. 25-0805, a bill for an ordinance relinquishing a portion of the easement reserve in ordinance number 110, series of 1997, recorded with the Denver Clerk and Recorder at reception number 97001-8576, now known as reception number 19970185-76, located at 2135 East Wesley Avenue, and from the South Platte River Committee, 25-0665, a bill for an ordinance changing the zoning classification for 1149 South Navajo Street in Ruby Hill.
Good job. Council members, this is your last opportunity to call out an item. Council Member Flynn, will you make the motions for us this evening?
Yes, Madam President Pro Tem.
Now I will do a recap. Under resolutions, Councilmember Flynn has called out Council Resolution 25-0713 for postponement under Council Rule 3.6. Under bills for introduction, Councilmember Alvidres has called out Council Bills 25-0684, 25-0685, and 25-0686 in a block for a motion to postpone. Under bills for final consideration, no items have been called out. Under pending, no items have been called out. Madam Secretary, please put the first item on our screens. Council Resolution 25-0713, a resolution approving a postponement, revival, and secondary amendatory agreement between the City and County of Denver and the Salvation Army to operate and provide programmatic services at Crossroads, a 24/7 low barrier emergency shelter in Council District 8. Councilmember Flynn, what would you like us to do with Council Resolution 25-0713?
Thank you, Madam President Pro Tem. Calling this out for a one-week postponement under Rule 3.6 will be heard at the next regular council meeting, which is next week.
Next week. Great.
Thank you.
No motion is required. Council Resolution 25-0713 has been postponed. Madam Secretary, please put the next item on our screens in a block. Council Bill 25-0684, a bill for an ordinance amending the Denver Zoning Code by repealing minimum vehicle parking requirements. Council Bill 25-0685, a bill for an ordinance amending Chapter 59 zoning of the Denver Revised Municipal Code by repealing a minimum vehicle parking requirements. And Council Bill 25-0686, a bill for an ordinance repealing certain subsections of Article 10 of Chapter 27, Housing, of the Revised Municipal Code relating to vehicle parking incentives and exemptions. Councilmember Flynn, will you please... Councilmember Flynn, will you please put Council Bill 25-0684, 25-0685, and 25-0686 on the floor in a block for publication?
Yes, I will. Thank you, Madam President Pro Tem. I move that Council Bills 25-0684, 25-0685, and 25-0686 be ordered published in a block.
It has been moved and seconded. Councilmember Alvidres, your motion to postpone.
I move that Council Bills 25-0684, 25-0685, and 25-0686 be postponed until Monday, June 30th.
Comments by members of Council?
Thank you, Council Pro Tem. I am postponing. We are missing quite a few of our sponsors this evening, and so I want to give them the chance to be there when we introduce. Thank you.
Great. Okay. Madam Secretary.
Madam Pro Tem.
Oh.
I'm in the queue.
Oh, shoot. Thank you. Council Member Sawyer.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem.
Sorry, I had it on. Sorry about that.
You're all good. We're good. You're doing a great job. Hang in there. It's been one of those.
I was on the wrong motion. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Continue.
So I originally called these out to vote no on them, and since I am not going to be here on June 30th, because we were not supposed to have a council meeting on June 30th. We were supposed to be closed that week, and so I am on vacation with my family. And then that got changed, so now moving this to June 30th, I'm still not going to be here on June 30th. So wanted to just talk about this a little bit before we vote on it. I have no problem postponing it until the 30th for my fellow council members to vote on it, and there'll be a hearing, I believe, scheduled for, I'm looking at you, Luke, July, right? That there'll be, there's a hearing scheduled on this?
It'll be on August 4th.
August 4th. Perfect. Thank you very much. So we'll have a little bit more time to talk about this, and so I'll vote yes to postpone it tonight and don't have a problem with that. But wanted to just make it very clear, I'm voting yes out of courtesy for my fellow council members that they would like to postpone this to a date I will not be here to share my thoughts on it, because they're not here tonight. So that is totally fine. I want to just be very clear. The state of Colorado is making us do this. And not only are they making us do this, but we're going above and beyond what the state of Colorado is requiring in removing our minimum parking requirements. There are some real concerns with this, including the fact that our transportation demand management ordinance is keyed to parking minimums. So this then makes it very difficult to enforce or make people follow our transportation demand management ordinance, which is a problem. We want people to be riding public transportation. This is a massive overstep by our state government into local control, and I think that the city of Denver should be joining several other Front Range cities in a lawsuit against the state over these three laws that we have to change as a result of this state statute. My fellow city employees disagree with me, and that is okay. There is a lot of data out there that talks about why we should, you know, what other cities have done this and why it would be a good thing. I will tell you right now, the same thing I tell my teenagers, if everyone else was jumping off a bridge, would you do it too? I don't think so. And so I think that that is very concerning. So in case you hadn't noticed, I will be a very loud no on this tonight, on the 30th when I will not be here, and on the 4th of August when this is a hearing. I think that this is a real overstep by the state government. I know that the residents of Denver want to be able to get to the grocery store, get to work, get to their kids' soccer games, get to all of the things that they need to get to. And quite frankly, they cannot do that with the public transportation system that we have in place right now. And the city of Denver does not run our public transportation system. The regional transportation RTD, the district RTD, does. So until RTD can pull it together and provide us reliable, safe transportation that can get us where we need to go, this change in the law does not make any sense and will do absolutely nothing except inconvenience the residents of Denver. Additionally, the market, right, the financiers, the people who actually put up the money to buy and build new housing and apartments, is not going to stand for this. Right? The free market requires parking. You will not be able to be a developer in Denver and build a building without parking in it just because we passed this law. And that means we are passing a law for performative reasons and not because it is actually going to make a difference in our universe. And I have a real problem with that. So Like I said, I will repeat all of this on August 4th at the hearing. I will not be here on June 30th to vote no on first reading. I would have voted no tonight, but I am happy to, out of courtesy for the sponsors who couldn't be here tonight, vote yes to postpone this until the 30th so we can continue to have the conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Flynn.
Thank you, Madam President Pro Tem, and thank you, Councilwoman Sawyer. I will briefly just say that I completely agree with everything you said, and I'm also a no on the bill, but we'll vote to postpone. If I could postpone it to the next century, I would do that.
Hear, hear.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Madam Secretary, roll call on the motion to postpone Council Bills 25-0684, 25-0685, and 25-0686.
Council members Watson?
Aye.
Albiedres?
Aye.
Flynn?
Aye.
Gilmore?
Aye.
Gonzalez Gutierrez?
Aye.
Cashman?
Aye.
Sawyer?
Aye.
Madam Pro Tem Romero Campbell?
Aye. Madam Secretary, close the voting and announce the results.
Eight ayes.
Eight ayes. Council Bill 25-0684, 25-0685, and 25-0686 have been postponed and have been postponed to Monday, June 30th, 2025. This concludes the items to be called out. No. Hold, please. Yep, this concludes the items to be called out. Can we hold for just one moment? Council Member Gilmore.
Thank you, Council Pro Tem. I believe that Council Member Torres had called out 0744, and if she wasn't going to speak on it, I'd like to make a comment on it. So just wanted to point that out.
Okay. Yes, do we need to wait for language to be able to call it out, or can I just call on Councilmember Gilmore?
Okay. Did we have Councilmember Torres online?
No,
she wasn't.
Yeah,
okay.
She's not online. So
all right.
I will
Very
turn it
good.
Over to Councilmember Gilmore for comments.
All right. Thank you so much. I wanted to make sure that we acknowledged this bill. Councilmember Torres had brought this to me to work on as a partner with her on this important change. What this bill does is it renames and expands the existing minimum wage special trust fund, and it also authorizes the city auditor to utilize some of those funds for labor-focused nonprofits to provide continuing education, which is so important in the community. And so I see we have Matt here from the auditor's office, who was a principal lead on it, and so wanted to convey my sincere thanks to all the different stakeholders, different folks who have supported this along the way. And then I also have a statement from Councilmember Torres that I would also like to read to convey her thoughts. She says, I'm so sorry I can't be in chambers tonight, and that she is so grateful to get this amendment across the finish line. Tonight, we will approve an amendment or an update, excuse me, to the wage ordinance that creates a path through nonprofit partnership for wage theft education and outreach. We both want to thank Jobs with Justice and Denver Labor for working with her office and mine so closely over the past year to ensure all workers know about the protections we passed in 2023. I look forward to seeing more and more successful outcomes and ensuring all Denver workers get paid for their work. Thank you. Thank you, Council President Pro Tem.
Thank you, Councilmember Gilmore, for making comments on, for those who are watching, Council Bill 25-0744. This concludes the items to be called out. Thank you, Councilwoman Gilmore. All bills for introduction are ordered. All bills for introduction are ordered published. Council members, remember that this is a consent or block vote, and you will need to vote aye. Otherwise, this is your last chance to call out an item for a separate vote. Councilmember Flynn, will you please put the resolutions for adoption and the bills on final consideration for final passage on the floor?
Yes, I will, Madam President Pro Tem. I move that the resolutions be adopted and bills on final consideration be placed upon final consideration and do pass in a block for the following items. Once they appear on the screen.
Would it be all right if we took 5 minutes? Apologies.
Yes.
Certainly.
Yes, we're going to just take a little pause. This is very exciting. We have a new council secretary, and this is Alyssa's first meeting to run all of the behind the scenes. So we appreciate that she's learning it and here and helpful. No, you cannot.
Very quiet. There we go. Excellent. what I just said, the following items in a block, 25-0634, 25-0788, 25-0808, 25-0782, 25-0783, 25-0786, 25-0787, 25-794, 25-807, 25-0784, 25-0785, 25-0789, 25-0792, 25-0793, 25-0795, 25-0796, 25-0797, 25-0798, 25-0799, 25-0800, 25-0801, 25-0806, 25-0817, 25-0900, 25-0901, 25-811, 25-0812, 25-0813, 25-0814, 25-08, 25-0831, 25-0832, 25-0744, 25-0762, 25-0780, 25-0608, and last but not least, 25-0761.
Thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Madam Secretary, roll call.
Council members Watson?
Aye.
Albiz?
Aye.
Flynn?
Aye.
Gilmore?
Aye.
Gonzalez Gutierrez?
Aye.
Cashman?
Aye.
Sawyer?
Aye.
And Madam Pro Tem Romero Campbell?
Aye.
Eight ayes.
The resolutions have been adopted and the bills have been, and the bills have been placed upon final consideration and do pass. On Monday, July 14th, 2025, Council will hold a public hearing on Council Bill 25-0665, a bill for an ordinance changing the zoning classification for 1149 South Navajo Street in Ruby Hill. Any protests against Council Bills 25-0665 must be filed with the Council offices no later than Monday, July 7th, 2025. There being no further business before this body, this meeting is adjourned. The general public comment session will begin at 5 p.m.